That's Back to Us, the title track off Rascal Flatts' brand new album, which is available now, and we are here celebrating that album with the guys. Now, you told me about the song Back to Us, but talk to me about choosing that title of this project, your 10th studio album.
For me, the fact that it was the three of us mostly on this record for the majority of it, and us locking ourselves away and really being responsible for every note and everything that was played and everything that was put on this record from start to finish, was a really, really great way to create. And the fact that we had a label head in Scott Borchetta that literally sat down with us and said, guys, I think that the magic pill has been and always is the three of you guys. Mm-hmm. You need to be in a room with yourselves in a studio, try some songs, use your road band, which is something we had never done before. And for the first half of this record, that's exactly what we did. And he also said, I'm not going to put any time constraints on you. You turn the record in when you're ready and mm-hmm. you feel like you have the music you want to present to the world. So
and that was. And he said, there are no rules on this record.
Yeah. You know? It was such a great way to work without all of this pressure and all of this. You know, in a lot of ways, we don't feel like we have anything left to prove. That's not saying that to be arrogant. It's just that we don't feel the pressure of having to sell 500,000 records again or 1 million records or have another hit song. You know, it's great to create with the freedom of knowing that you can take a deep breath now and kind of enjoy where you are in life and in your career.
Well, it seems to me that lack of pressure, I mean, it certainly paid off because this is such a great album. And the next song that I want to talk about is Kiss You While I Can.
Kiss You While I Can. This came in at the 11th hour, man. Jay wrote the snot out of this tune.
Yeah, it is. Killer.
It is so what I love about the 80s influence on country music nowadays, because that's exactly what it is. And
it's my ode to the 80s. I took everything I loved about the 80s and put it in one song.
From the instrumentation to the lift in the chorus, where it goes to
all the changes, the key changes.
Minor and, 4 lift.
Yep.
It's beautiful. It's amazing.
It really is.
He goes, hey guys, just wrote this, sent us an email. What do you guys think? I mean, one listen. I was like, I'm in.
And I was driving to the studio. Jay sent it. And I was out at my farm, but when he sent it, just said, kiss me while you can, and I didn't have any, I didn't have the track on there. So I'm like, And then I didn't respond, because I couldn't hear it on the thing, and I got to the studio, and Jay played it, and I'm like,
well, first off, you gave him a kiss.
He was awesome. I know, I was like, I mean, this is my cousin, so I mean, I guess I can.
Cousin, kiss me while you can.
I assumed by the non-response that Gary hated it, so I was like, I guess we're not doing that song. And then he came in, and I was relieved when he said I didn't get the track.
I had to show it, I'm like, there's nothing on here. So after I pulled my tongue out of his mouth, we went ahead and,
it's a cousin thing. I mean,
it was my first write with Stephen Lee Olson and Greg Wells. Gosh, it's very rare you get a song that ends up being a cut with a first write with somebody. But it was one of those days. It was really special, and hats off to those guys. Stephen Lee is killing it right now. He's just so proud of him and what he's doing. But anytime your bandmates like something you've done, you kind of feel this great sense of relief and validation.
Especially in this band, because we're really hard on songs, man. That's been our main focus for all these years, is find the best song, no matter what.
It's another one of those infectious, bouncy, fun songs that you'll find on Back to Us, the latest album from Rascal Flatts, and Kiss You While I Can is on now on Big Machine Radio.